E.G. White to Brother and Sister Burden, June 25, 1905. B-16105. San Jose, California, June 25, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, it is just daylight and I am seated on my couch, beginning a letter to you. Our meeting here began a day or two ago, and I think there will be a good attendance of our people. On Sabbath, the brethren and sisters at Mountain View turned out well. On Sabbath morning at 10:30, I spoke to a large number in the big tent. I have an intense desire that this meeting shall be the very kind of meeting that the Lord desires us to have. I hope much for the revival of the Spirit of the Lord. I have consented to remain here till the close of the camp meeting, 1 week from Monday. We shall then return to our home at St. Helena. There are many matters to be considered, and we will need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I pray that a right impression may be made on the minds of those present at the meeting. The school question will receive careful attention, and we hope that matters may be so adjusted that future work in educational lines will be of a more advanced and satisfactory character. The Lord can do much through the teachers and students of our schools if they will carry the work steadily forward and upward. In regard to Sister Burden continuing to hold her place as bookkeeper, I think that if she would take the exercise that she should, the evils I have feared might be avoided. She should not confine herself too closely. She can be a real help in teaching others how to keep books. This is a line of education that is greatly needed, and in no case should it be neglected. But Sister Burden should be left entirely free to take up the work that she chooses. She can help with her experience in many ways. She can give valuable counsel in regard to many matters that will come up for discussion. I have a great desire that you may both be greatly blessed in your work in the new sanitarium. I hope that Brother Reeser will move understandingly in reference to the sanitariums already in operation, and also in regard to the new sanitarium. I pray that the Lord may provide suitable people to connect with this institution, people who will be a genuine strength to the institution. Do not be discouraged if in any wise there is some cutting across of your plans and if you are somewhat hindered. But I hope that we shall never again have to meet the hindrance that we have met in the past because of the way in which things have been conducted in some lines in Southern California. I have seen the hold-back principles followed, and I have seen the displeasure of the Lord because of this. If the same spirit is manifested, I shall not consent to keep silent as I have done. It is the most awful thing a man can do to dethrone God from his heart, refusing to take the Bible as his counselor. The man who does this debases whatever he has connection with. Christ does not abide in his heart. The law of God is to him an empty form. He may be supposed to be a Christian, but he debases whatever he touches. The gospel of Christ has been dishonored by being handled with sin-stained hands. Professed Christians act and speak in a way that is no honor to God. What men and women need now is thorough conversion. Every part of their intelligence should go out to meet Christ, and every part of their spiritual nature should yearn for more of Him. The Father seeketh such to worship Him, those who worship Him in spirit and in truth and in the beauty of holiness. Let us separate from the contaminating influences of the world and hold communion with the Savior. Let us bring ourselves, in thought, word, and deed, into conformity with the will of Christ. The Redeemer is seeking for those whose highest aim is to serve and glorify God. The message that the Lord has given me for the church in Los Angeles is, through faith and diligent service, you are to become one with Christ. You are to eat His flesh and drink His blood, making His words a part of the daily life. The great teacher will accept only the purest integrity, the most distinct representation of His words and His spirit. Spiritual mindedness must not be allowed to become a strange thing among us. We are to become more and more nearly conformed to Christ. The joy of the Lord, the praise of God, is to be on our lips and in our hearts. The character is to be transformed from the mist and cloud of uncertainty into the radiance of the light proceeding from heaven. The world is to be eclipsed by the contemplation of heavenly things. I ask the believers in Los Angeles to seek for a deeper, higher experience in the things of God. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. Arise and brace your souls for action. Take an extensive survey of the work that is to be done. Read your Bibles with an increasing determination to have a larger experience in the things of God. Stand in the light of the Son of Righteousness. What could induce the pure, sinless Son of God to tabernacle with men in a world filled with crime and strife and wickedness? He did this that he might better reach the lost and perishing. He suffered, being tempted proportionate to the perfection of his holiness, was the strength of the temptation. Because of the depravity so revolting to his purity, his residence in the world was a perpetual sorrow. On every hand he saw men and women destroying themselves by yielding to perverted appetite and passion. Christ gave his life for the life of the world. He came to this earth in the likeness of man, to present before human beings an example of the character that all must form in order to be saved. He came to bring them power to overcome all the temptations of the enemy. Oh, that every soul might be awakened and led to become a subject of the heavenly kingdom, surrendering all to Christ. The Word of God gives us no encouragement that a sinner is pardoned in order that he may continue in sin. He is pardoned on condition that he receives Christ, confessing and repenting of his sin and becoming renewed. Many who pass under the name of Christian are not converted. Conversion means renovation. The sinner must enter into the renovating process for himself. He must come to Jesus. He must give up the wrong habits in which he has indulged. He must bring his unsubdued, unchristlike tendencies under the control of Christ, else he cannot be made a laborer together with God. Christ works, and the sinner works. The life of Christ becomes the life of the human agent. It is through the renewing power of the divine Spirit that man is fashioned into a perfect man in Christ. By the character that he is forming, every man is deciding his future destiny. In the books of heaven is made the record. There the character is photographed. There is seen a picture of the unclothed soul. The promise is given. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. It is the striving souls who receive the assistance of heaven and partake of its elements. It is by test and trial that the followers of Christ are fitted to dwell with him in the heavenly courts. Signed, Ellen G. White.